DJW Mobile.
4 Bravo Golf Echo Mobile as well.
Echo, that's not going to be too hard to remember. So, what got you into ham radio?
No, I was wanting to do it when I was a little bit younger, but I was like, man, that's too expensive, so I never sought after it. And about a year and a half, 2 years ago, a buddy of mine come up and was like, hey, man, like, I think I'll get my ham radio license, and, you know, this would be good to have, you know, in case anything ever goes down and communications are out. And I said, well, let me do some research, and I'll think about it. And then I was like, you know what, let's just do it. But I always played with radios when I was younger, but it was a Citizens band, or CB. But I kind of got out of that once I grew up a little bit and didn't want to be a part of the vulgarity. So, yeah, that's what got me into ham radio, and I thoroughly enjoy it now.
Ham radio operator started like that. I did CB too when I was a teenager until somebody stole my radio and I couldn't afford to buy another one. So that was the end of that. Then it was 40. It was until I was 40 years old I didn't pick up amateur radio. I was sitting on a bridge in a traffic jam southbound 85, about 10 miles north of Spartanburg, and I was waiting for. I had a scanner, and I listened to the CBers on the scanner to see what the jam up was. And I sat there for 2 hours, and I was just playing around with the scanner, and it had a button called ham radio. So I pushed it, and it was all over after that. I had my license within a couple of months. W4DJW.
Roger that. Once I realized you can kind of get started for a fairly decent price, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go for it. And now, 4 or 5 radios later, you know how that goes. Yeah, I was actually wondering, there was a guy on here earlier, speaking of radios, he had a problem with some intermittent beeping on an external speaker. His name was Paul. I can't remember his call sign. I done some Googling. I was going to try to relay what I found, but I don't remember his call sign. You might be familiar with the gentleman.
Suffix of his call, SAC. I know a Paul whose suffix is SAC.
Ben, the gentleman, he was running a TYT 8600, but I cannot remember his call sign to save my life.
Well, that might have been him. He's a avid camper and traveler. He travels a lot, and he's back here from being, I don't know, he's been all over the place. But and he always comes back here and tells us about his adventures as he went out camping up the East Coast or out west or wherever it may have been. Was that the wire? Was it a Yaesu radio that he had? Was it wires that he had turned on?
No, to be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure. He come in for a test on his radio, and I was like a couple of minutes from the house, and I didn't have this repeater in my other radio, and I was doing some Googling, and then I came back, and it was quiet on the frequency, and I just kind of been listening to see if he's going to come back on, but right now I'm driving, so if he hears this and he jumps in, maybe that'll be a good thing, but I just wanted to relay what I found. He probably could have found a solution already. Hopefully he did.
And there, just to see if he was listening, he might have keyed up and come on in here. But usually what that is there's a button on Yaesu radios that is the power button, the lock button, and the wires button, all in one button. And if you don't hold it long enough, if you're meant for it to lock and you don't hold it down long enough, it'll put it in wires mode. If you're meant to change the power, but you didn't hit the function key first, then it'll put it into wires mode. And wires mode has all kind of beeping going on. Beep, beep, beep. That's the European version of our IRLP or EchoLink. They're all kind of similar. But that's the European version of that, using the internet to do long distance on DHF.
Jump in the conversation, KQ4, BGE.
Good day, Mobile.
Yeah, I just wanted to also add on to Dave's comment there. Following up, I'm using their Yaesu radio to talk to you guys. I was listening in a little bit. There's another button that's similar to APRS called the GM button. Kind of tells you who all is on frequency and how far away they are and everything else using the GPS module of the radio. GM, Foxtrot, Tango, Mike, 500.
GM, it's a 400. I guess that has something to do with digital audio instead of analog audio. Is that correct? I could be wrong. I don't know. I haven't researched it yet.
Playing with the my couple of Yaesu radios I have, it you can do analog or digital, at least from what I can see. The bad thing about it, though, is if you're on a repeater like this one or a wires repeater, Anchor chumps it all the time. So you got to be careful with GM mode. But it will tell you who all is on frequency if they're in GM mode as well. I think GM mode does use digital, but I haven't had a chance to play with it on my FTM 500. I know my FT3D does it on occasion, though.
Okay, you've researched it more than I have. Go ahead, Donnie.
Interesting. Yeah, I got a question now that you brought it up. I just picked up this Yaesu FT7900 a little bit ago, and I haven't fully went through it and see what all it can do, but looks like I have an internet button or some type of something button like that. Is this something you have to link to a hotspot or something, and you can do like kind of like how Echolink does and get you like, you know, all over the country?
I'm almost destinated. You and Donnie pick it up because I got to get cleaned up and then make a trip back out to Lowe's. So you guys pick it up and I'll listen until I park the truck. W4DJW.
Name here is actually Fred. Dave, it's been a while since me and you've chatted. And to be honest with you, I don't know about that button. I don't know that radio very well. I've only messed with the FT991A mostly.
Man, you have yourself a good one and get yourself cleaned up and hopefully you can relax for the rest of the day. 73's, TQ4 BGE. And yeah, I'm not too familiar with it either. I've never really messed with Yaesu up until now. I can tell it's very menu oriented.
Go for NNH.
Sitting here listening.
Sorry about that. I had a cop actually running radar. I didn't want to have my hand up close to my mic or my mouth with transmitting just in case. Looks like there's running a bunch of speed traps up here on 85 North. But yeah, as for the globe button, I know about it, but I don't know what it does. I've heard about it, but if I had to guess, it's either wires or fusion mode, which is C4FM.
Roger that. Yeah, I don't even think this one's digital. At least I haven't found anything about it being digital. But that's something else. Me and a friend of mine, we were talking about doing some research on. We just haven't got around to it yet. But yeah, I was curious about this one because I think it'd be pretty cool to set up a little hotspot and see what it does if that was the case. But I want to do a lot of reading on that before I jump into it head first, Roger.
I've actually made myself a hotspot between using my 3D printer and using a Raspberry Pi. And I made it for my dad, KI4MRA. He actually used it on whenever he's running FTA on HF and stuff. And he used that chat with other people while he's running on the, mostly on the work bands or 20 or 30 meters.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I haven't watched any videos on that, but I have heard about it. So, like, how does that work? Like, do you have to have, like, some type of service through some type of company? Or, like, I don't understand how that works.
How Echolink works, scale for NH Friday.
For BGE. No, I've never really looked into the workings of it. I have used it, though.
Fusion, wires, DMR, and D-Star, and I think I'm forgetting another digital mode as well. They all operate essentially radio over internet in a way. The way that I run it with, or at least the way I made it for my dad's hotspot is there is the board that sits on top of the Raspberry Pi that is essentially the transceiver port, and it just connects to the room over the internet, and you can just transmit, talk, whatever you want to do over the internet, essentially, with the Raspberry Pi as the medium.
Say hey, Jack, because you gave me a good response, but I was not able to catch a lot of that. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm going through a bad spot all of a sudden.
Here you are, this is KO4NNH. Can you still hear me?
Coming through, but it's just got a lot of, I guess you call it picket fencing, but a lot of jumping in and out. I just don't know if it's my location or whatever. It might clear up here in just a moment.
Just a second. I'm on my way to Gaffney. I don't remember how, if this repeater can reach out that far, at least to where I'm going. I think it's on season 7, but I don't know if the bubble reaches out that far.
That transmission cleared up quite substantially, almost full quiet. Let's try that again.
NH Friday. Long and short, fusion wires, DSTAR, DMR, and EchoLink, all digital modes, are essentially radio over internet. And there's multiple ways with radio. The way I did it is a Raspberry Pi essentially has a transceiver hardwired into it, and the Raspberry Pi itself acts like a mini repeater in the medium into the rooms of, let's say, like wires or fusion.
That, yeah, I'm definitely going to do some more research on that, because that'd be really cool to figure out how to do. Was it quite a complex thing to build to, I guess, I don't know if you have to, like, do any type of coding or anything. I'm sure you probably was able to find, like, some files to download. I'm not sure. But was it pretty complex, or was it fairly simple?
It's actually fairly simple. The only challenging part of it was putting in the Wi-Fi information and getting the password to change what rooms I'm on. But it was fairly straightforward. I want to say it was fairly on the cheap end as well to build for just a, you know, a quick side project for while we're, me and my dad are building HF antenna. So, I mean, it took me about maybe two days tops for fully debugging and getting it working. There's no coding behind it, but it's, but once you get everything built, you just gotta plug in your information, like your call, a frequency you want to transmit, which the one we use is on the 440 band, and what modes you want to use, so like wires, fusion, DMR, DSTAR, whatever else it may be. The only thing it doesn't do is EchoLink. Now, I have done EchoLink with the radio, or when my computer connects to my FT991A, and I have my FT991 acting as a repeater with my computer hooked up to it. I was able to talk on this repeater through that radio using my little handheld.
Thank you for BGE. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I mean, yeah, that I guess doesn't seem too complicated. Like you said, you just got to work the bugs out. But anyways, I'm here at my destination, so I'm going to have to back out for a little bit. I appreciate you giving me this QSO, man. That's definitely some information to look up, and I will definitely be doing that later this evening. Anyways, I hope you have safe travel wherever you're headed, and a great rest of your day. 73s, Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I didn't catch your name, but I will say 73. This has been KO4NH. I'll be staying clear.
I'm on this end is Donnie.
It's Fred, Foxtrot Romeo, Echo Delta. KO4NH, I'll be clear. I'm losing the repeater.